In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We read the gospel about the way to Emmaus at least five times, I would think, a year, since it's one of the matinal gospels, so we're going to read it tonight. And this is one of my favorites of all the matinal gospels, because it kind of describes my life and your life. It kind of describes the Christian life and how things happen, how there's difficulty, how there's uncertainty, pain, but there's also God's great patience, and things happen in time when we're ready for them. It's all here in this gospel. Also, it's the breaking of the bread, of course, is about the Eucharist, so it is very central to this gospel. It's at the end, but still it's at the center, because our worship is centered around the Eucharist. And that's when they recognized him, when he broke bread. So let's talk about it a little bit. So there's two of them going on the way to Emmaus. One of them's Luke. He doesn't mention himself. He's the one writing it. And Cleopas. And they're walking and talking together about what happened. It's the day of the resurrection, but they don't know that the Lord is risen. And so the Lord joins them. And there's something very odd that's said, very mysterious, that their eyes were holden so that they should not know him. In other words, somehow, for some reason, they didn't recognize him. It's not explained why. As far as I know, nobody knows. Perhaps, did the Lord look different? I really don't think so. I think it was that sometimes grief, confusion, all manner of human emotions and difficulties can confuse us and can make us not see what is there. I think that's what happened. I think that happens to us. So their eyes were holden. But also their hearts were burning, because when they looked back after the Lord had broken bread and they recognized who he was, the one that they'd walked 5, 6, 8 hours with and didn't recognize, and then as soon as they recognized him, he vanished. Then they said, did not our hearts burn as he walked with us on the way and opened unto us the scriptures? So even though their eyes were holden, that is, they could not recognize him, somehow they weren't ready to know him then. Just like us. Happens to us all the time. Even though that was happening, their hearts were burning. So there was something in them that was giving them notice that the Lord was with them. Now, they didn't quite recognize it as such, but later they did. And it was a great comfort to them. Brothers and sisters, that happens to us too. Now, if your hearts do not burn, if you don't have this great longing, feeling a longing for God, try to cultivate it. Now, there are no instructions in how to cultivate it. There's no recipe. Obviously, you can do things, obviously, fasting and praying, reading the scriptures. Those are all part of it. But basically, God must help you to have this burning. But if you ask the Lord to have this burning in your heart, then you will have it. So even in times when you don't recognize him, and there's plenty of those times, they happen for all of us. When we don't see him, we don't feel him. He seems far from us. We know he is not, but then we don't feel him. When those times are present, your heart must also be burning. There must be something that is maintaining you. So cultivate this feeling. This is a very holy feeling. It doesn't feel holy sometimes when it's happening, but it's holy in the effect it has, because it keeps us connected to God. So that when we are ready and he reveals himself to us, we see him. But you have to have burning in your heart. If you don't, then cultivate it. Struggle with it. To not have burning in the heart is because of sin, because of our weakness, because of our distractions. Those would be some of the reasons why we would not have burning in our heart for God. We should feel a great, deep need for him. and a burning even when we do not feel Him or see Him, even when we do not know Him. That's very important. And that's what this gospel is teaching. This is the Christian life. This is the human condition. Now another thing. The apostles were taught all these things by the Lord. He said things explicitly to them about the resurrection. Many times, much more than the gospel says. Probably 500 times more than the gospel mentions the Lord mentioned to the Lord, to the apostles privately. And yet, when He was crucified, they scattered, they were afraid. When He died, they didn't believe that He was going to be resurrected. But I guarantee you their hearts were burning because they stayed around. So when they were ready, the Lord revealed Himself to them. So if that happened to them, then what about us? We don't have the Lord walking the earth and speaking to us in such an intimate way. So in a way, I would tell you, don't be so hard on yourself about when you have lapses, when you feel God is far, when you have moments of despair, when you have moments of disbelief. Don't be so afraid of those, but be afraid if your heart does not burn. Your heart must always burn, even in the midst of disbelief. So cultivate that feeling. God will bring it to you. I know He will, if you ask Him. So they were told many, many things on the way. He opened to them the Scriptures. What a blessed 5 or 6 or 7 hours that was to hear all the things about the Scriptures and all the things that pointed to Him. He must have spoken much from the Psalms, from Isaiah, from the prophets, and even from places that you might not expect in the Old Testament. Every page of the Old Testament is about Jesus Christ, every single one. Almost every sentence is about Him, really. You can find Him in almost every sentence. And so these things were revealed to them. But they're hidden things to us because they're only mentioned parenthetically. We don't have them written down. They're not written down anywhere. We don't know what was said. And yet the mind of the church knows. And so when we are ready, the Lord reveals to us the things that we need to know. So there's a journey. We're on our journey. We're on the way to Emmaus. Sometimes we don't believe. Sometimes we're despairing. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're lazy. Sometimes we're out of sorts. But our heart, if it burns, then we are safe. Now, with your heart burning means you're doing things, right? You're not just abandoning God. And God will reveal Himself to you as you are able to understand Him. That happens to each one of us. There is no timetable for it. Everyone understands differently and at different times. And sometimes we learn and then we unlearn. And we have to learn again. This happens a lot. But it happens to all of us. So cultivate in your hearts burning for the Lord. Don't be too afraid when you have moments, perhaps even stretches of time when the Lord seems far, when you seem out of sorts, when you seem that things are not right, when your faith is shaken, when you feel particular sin that or passion that you can't seem to shake, anger or ignorance or jealousy or something. But be afraid, be very afraid if your heart does not burn. Your heart must burn. Now, what does that mean? Well, I can only tell you that what it feels like, not really what it means. It feels like you need God and that there is no meaning, there is no purpose, there is no life, there is no existence outside of God. And that
You feel that a part of you doesn't exist. Part of you is alive and part of you is dead. And you're aware of that deadness, but you don't know how to make that deadness come to life. But you know God does. That's the burning. Now, it doesn't have to be discrete thoughts, but it has to be something that is present with you. Cultivate that feeling. Because if you have that feeling, you will not be far from the kingdom of God. May God help our hearts to burn for Him. And as we are made able, capable, as our passions diminish and our virtues increase, God will reveal Himself to us according to our capacity and according to the amount in which we burn for Him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages. Amen.